Will come to order. We are on Senate Amendment Substitute Number One for Amendment Number One. Okay. I'm sorry. Senator from Cole.
That was easier. Mr. President, would you inquire from the Secretary if there are messages in the House? If so, I'd ask them to please be read.
There are messages. Madam Secretary, please read the messages.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed Senate Bill 8 with House Amendment 1, House Amendment 2, House Amendment 1, 2, House Amendment 3, House Amendment 3 as amended, House Amendment 4, House Amendment 5, House Amendment 6, House Amendment 7, House Amendment 1, 2, House Amendment 8, House Amendment 8 as amended, House Amendment 1, 2, House Amendment 9, House Amendment 2 to House Amendment 9, House Amendment 3 to House Amendment 9, House Amendment 9 as amended, adopted, emergency clause defeated, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested, respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Now I would move that we go to the order of business on House bills on third reading, and I'd ask you recognize the senator from Phelps County, and we'll be back on the bill you were discussing as we first came in.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of House bills on third reading. House Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 2, with Senate Committee Substitute, Senator from Phelps.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 2 be called from the informal calendar.
Senator from Phelps moves that House Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 2 with Senate Committee Substitute be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Now, we are back on Senate Substitute Amendment Number 1 for Amendment Number 1. Senate Substitute Amendment Number 1 is from the Senator from Webster to Amendment Number 1 from the Senator from St. Francis, and the Senator from Clay has the floor. Senator from Clay.
Thank you, Mr. President. To briefly just conclude my inquiry with the Senator, Senator from Webster. I think we were in inquiry when it was laid over.
Senator from Webster, do you yield from an inquiry from the
yes,
Senator
I
from
do.
Clay?
Thank you, Senator. So just so we're clear where we're all at, the Senator offered the amendment to fully fund the foundation formula. Your substitute amendment says we will add $10 million to the formula, and that's pretty much where we're at.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Senator.
Understand.
Mr. President.
Senator from Clay.
Wish to inquire of the Senator from Butler.
Senator from Butler, do you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from Clay?
I do. Thank you
very
much,
Mr. President.
You may proceed,
Senator.
Thank you. Senator, I understand you have some people here you'd like to talk to.
I tell you what, they are so well behaved. They're in the upper chamber and are up there paying really close attention to us. And they're all from my church, First Baptist Church in Poplar Bluff, fourth graders. We have K through 4 there at our school. They're here enjoying the day. They've been touring everywhere. They've been over to the mansion. They've been everywhere. So they're doing some great stuff and made a long trip up here from Poplar Bluff.
Well, it sounds like an exciting day, Senator.
It is an exciting day. There's no telling what all they're going to get to do the rest of the afternoon, but I'm just glad they're so well behaved up there, not making any noise or, seeing what we're doing down here. So I told them there'll be some great senators in here, then they can watch the proceedings and be a learning experience for them.
Well, good. Well, I hope that the Senate would join you in making them feel welcome.
And they're here to listen
to an education debate.
That's right. They're here for educational purposes. That's correct.
Let's welcome the guest from the Senator from Butler to the Missouri Senate Chamber.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Clay.
To inquire of the Senator from Phelps.
Senator from Phelps, do you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from Clay?
I do.
Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you, Senator. Just wanted to touch briefly on some of the previous inquiry I had with the Senator from Webster before we broke. And I heard that you, in your inquiry with him, talk about this concept that if we fully funded the formula, that it would somehow create an additional 60-some million dollars that we would be short. Is that your position?
That's my understanding, yes.
Okay. Now, would we have to appropriate that money?
We always appropriate the money, but I think this trigger opens early childhood up for everyone. I think it is assumed that it's a... I know a lot of schools that's called me has been concerned. I've had discussions with the department, been concerned that this would trigger us to make this payment.
But we don't have to, right? I mean, that statute for early childhood has no greater weight than the current statute that says we have to fund the formula.
That argument can be made, yes.
Which we don't do, so I think that we could fully fund the formula without necessarily incurring this additional expense because we just would exercise our appropriation authority and not fund it if the money wasn't there.
I think that's not the understanding of some, but I see where you're going, and I agree.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. President?
Senator from Clay.
I have an amendment to the substitute. I'd like to send it forward, and I ask that it be read and move for its adoption.
Senator, send your amendment forward, which you have, and it hasn't been distributed?
No, sir, it has not. I would ask that it be read, or I can just not close until it's distributed, whichever the body prefers.
It's up to you, Senator. Would you want it to be read?
I'm sure we can get it distributed before this discussion's over. So I ask for a waiver of the reading and would like to...
Hearing no objection, the reading will be waived. And, Senator, do you care to move for the adoption and explain your amendment?
Yes, Mr. President, I move for the adoption of the amendment to the substitute. So basically what this does is it goes exactly to the House position. So what the underlying amendment the Senator from St. Francis did was it went to the number of fully funding the formula. But however, he pulled it straight from GR and did not do it in the same way that the House did it. So what this amendment does is it goes to the number, but it does it exactly the same way from the same funding sources as the House. So if this amendment to the substitute is adopted, then we have fully funded the formula and it is not conferenceable. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Does any senator desire to be heard on the Senate substitute amendment number one to Senate substitute one to amendment number one? Senator from Webster, what purpose do you rise?
Send my amendment back, please.
Your amendment will be
Mr.
sent
President,
back.
May I inquire of the Senator from Barry?
Senator from Webster, what purpose do you rise?
Yes, I'd like to inquire of the Senator from Barry.
Senator from Barry, do you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from Webster?
I yield. Yes, I do. Well, Senator, it's interesting times.
Yeah, it is. It kind of makes our time as budget seem kind of worthless, the hours we sit down there and et cetera like that whenever... No contacts. Were you contacted in any way about this?
No, was not notified. This was a complete surprise. I don't even know why we have a budget committee, Senator. Senator, I don't even know why we have a budget committee if we're going to do this. We might as well just open it up on the floor and spend about a month on it and go from there. But this is not... the process, you know, that we usually go through, because the budget committees that I've sat on, they go to painstaking tasks to make sure that they try to get it right, and they spend hours and hours studying it. I was on the House budget committee for 7 years, and now I'm in the Senate on the budget committee. And it takes a lot of time to absorb all these things. But I don't like surprises. You know, I like to be thoughtful and work through the issue and come to a good conclusion. The current House Bill 2, we will have room for negotiations.
Had room for what, Senator?
We'll have room for negotiations.
Oh.
On conference, because our position is different than the House's position. So, and I think that's the the way that we should attempt to go in this direction.
How long have you served on the Budget Center?
You know, in some ways, I think I've been up here too long.
Way too long. It's not an easy job, is it?
No, it's not. But I served in the House for 7 years on the Budget Committee, and I chaired the Appropriations Subcommittee for Mental Health, Health and Senior Services, and Social Services for 5 of those years. So I spent a lot of time working on trying to, and we went through some years in which I remember one time the budget chair, Alan Isett, as you remember.
I do remember, Senator.
He's in Alaska right now.
He is in Alaska.
Uh-huh.
It surprised me when I found that out.
Yeah. And but he told me one year, I think it was in 2008 or 2009, he said, David, we need to cut $100 million in GR. And so we cut $100 million in GR. That was not an easy task to do, but it took all of us to get that through the budget process, and we did a lot of talking and arguing and discussing and in the budget committee itself as to, you know, but our backs were up against the wall. And, you know, we're kind of in that situation right now. Our backs are kind of up against the wall. I wish that we could fully fund everything that is essential to our citizens. But we can't. We can't do it. It's just like my household budget. Some months I can do certain things and purchase certain things, and some months I have to say, well, we've got this expense coming in and we need to wait. And so we're kind of in that situation right now. My philosophy on budget, which not everybody agrees with, I don't like picking and choosing, but I realize that's maybe our responsibility. That's why we were sent up here to pick and choose on what gets funded, and it's a matter of priorities. I think we all have different priorities that we think that I tend to lean toward health care and the poor and making sure that they get funded and taken care of. But in reality, in some ways, I would feel as though if we just say if we had to decrease the total budget by 5%, just cut everybody by 5% and not show any favorites. But we don't do that.
It seems to be kind of a good way to do it. It really does. And then you run into all kinds of obstacles there. Mm-hmm. But that does seem like everybody, you know, is in fair share of it and stuff like that. But I don't know how you cut prisons 5% more with the cuts they've had.
I don't either.
Like that. And there's never a perfect answer because somebody's always got to be cut. I mean, there's just never enough money. And, you know, we end up with that argument, cut so-and-so, but don't cut me and all that and everything. But I've got a special project I want and everything. It does make it tough. You mentioned something a while ago, your household budget. Mm-hmm. Does the body, are they aware that your house got hit by lightning the other night? And you were up here doing
my
budget
household
items. Where were you? You were doing budget?
I was doing budget that last Thursday night, and we got out around 8:30. And my wife and I made a decision a few years ago that when I'm up here that late, I do not drive home at night. And I think it's, and so I spent the night here because budget ran so late. But we got it done. We got it done.
We did get the budget done.
Uh-huh. And so she called me at 7:30 the next morning and was a little confused about what was going on in the house. But you know, I'm so thankful the house did not burn down. We have a lot of damage, but it can all be fixed. But it's going to increase my household budget in the next few months.
I'm sure it will. Senator, do you worry some that if we put too much money in this, it could affect senior services funds? I mean, different aspects like home health care, nursing homes, he said. I mean, the money's got to come from somewhere. And your knowledge in the budget, did you see an extra $100 million laying around there?
No. I see that we tried, you know, before we decreased the funding for K through 12 a little bit, just a little bit, we were going to kick people out on the street from nursing homes.
And also I found out that if a patient is in the hospital and that patient is nursing home eligible, if we change the point system, the hospital would actually, the hospital just can't say, okay, leave, you know, you're discharged. Right. They have to place them somewhere. And so the only place they could place them if they can't get into a nursing home or an assisted living is back in the hospital, which is not cost effective.
It is.
And so that's going to increase expenses for the state.
And then we go back up that 27 points thing to come with money?
Yeah.
It honestly does scare me. And have you had a school tell you that they weren't thankful for not being cut? I mean, that seems like, it just please don't cut us, please don't cut us. If any of them really voice concern, saying you didn't give us enough. I mean, I know there's vouchers, there's charter schools, et cetera, like that out there they're very vocal about. But have you heard a school say, you know, hey, thanks for the raise, but we want a bigger one?
They never get enough.
That's true.
Never have on part of the budget, and you've been on the budget for a long time also. The only time, actually sometimes it's easier to budget when you don't have as much funds coming in than if you have excess. Because when you have excess, everybody's pulling on you for something. But no. I know my father taught at Missouri State University for many years. And he was one of those few Republicans that were a professor. But he would say that the waste that went on, even at Missouri State, now I'm not talking about the present Missouri State, but the one in which he taught at 25 years ago, you know.
My district?
Yes.
It was in my district, yeah. Well, thank you very much, Senator. I appreciate the inquiry.
You're welcome.
Mr. President?
Senator from Webster, what purpose?
Mr. President, I have a substitute amendment.
Send your amendment forward, and has that amendment
been distributed? It has not been distributed. I will ask that it be distributed, but we can go ahead and read it. It's very simple. Basically, it increases the funding. I talked to the budget chair, and he thought maybe he could squeak another million, so it increases the funding to 11 million instead of 10, the original amendment I had that I withdrew.
So, all right, and Senator, are you requesting for it to be read or not?
Let's just read it. That would be fine.
All right. The amendment will be read. Madam Secretary, please read the amendment, the substitute amendment. For the body's sake, we are back on amendment number one from the Senator from St. Francis, and this is a substitute amendment from the Senator from Webster. It's now being read.
Senate Substitute Amendment 2 for Senate Amendment Number 1, offered by Senator Cunningham, amend Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 2, Page 2, Section 2.015, Lines 3, by striking the number $3,704,489,396 and inserting in lieu thereof the number $3,715,489,396, end quote, and further amend said section, line 9, by striking the number, quote, $3,347,912,937 and inserting in lieu thereof the number, quote, $3,358,912,937, end quote, and further amend said section, line 16, by striking the number, quote, $2,164,393,353, end quote, and inserting in lieu thereof the number, quote, $2,175,393,353, end quote, and further amend section and bill totals accordingly.
Senator from Webster, are you moving for the adoption of that amendment?
I do.
And you care to go ahead and make that motion, if you would, please, then go ahead and explain.
I move for the adoption of this.
Explain your amendment, please.
Mr. President, I have an amendment to the amendment.
Send your amendment forward.
Not been distributed.
And are you asking for a waiver of the reading, or would you like for this one to be read?
I'd like for it to be read, please.
Madam Secretary, please read the amendment. Senator from St. Francis, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Can you send my amendment back? And, Mr. President?
Your amendment will be sent back.
Mr. President?
Senator from St. Francis, what purpose do you rise?
May I inquire of the Senator from Buchanan?
Senator from Buchanan, do you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from St. Francis?
I do.
Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay, now, Senator, we're going to work through this. You and I are going to work through this.
We need to come up with a solution to this issue.
Because we have to have a vote on fully funding the foundation formula, and we will have it. And what we have happening here is we have the table up here drafting an amendment tree in which you're going to offer an amendment, then you're immediately going to offer a substitute amendment, and then you're going to immediately offer an amendment to that substitute amendment, such that it takes us to fully funding the foundation formula in a way identical to the House.
Exactly. That's the
okay.
Point.
So now that's what we're going to have happen here is
right. You're
going to have to maintain the floor and not give up the floor until such time as they hand you all three amendments, and then you're going to offer one, two, three. We're going to have a roll call vote on the third one. We're going to have a vote on whether to fully fund the foundation formula, and that'll be that. So you can't give up the floor. You're stuck until the research table up there gives you your amendments.
Well, I think it's very important that we have a vote on whether or not we're going to fully fund the formula. We can talk about it politically all we want. We've been talking about it for many years of fully funding the formula, and it's time that we put our efforts into what we've been saying these many years. So that's what this exercise is all about today, is to make sure we have an opportunity to let the body make that decision on whether or not we're going to fully fund the formula.
I would suggest that the senator from Clay might go and just kind of check to make sure that all the amendments are coming along just fine.
Sounds like we've got a team effort going here.
What?
Sounds like we have a team effort going here.
Oh, absolutely we do. And all we really want is to have a vote on fully funding the foundation formula. So I don't know if the senator from Clay heard me or not. Okay, I suggested that the senator from Clay might just kind of right herd on the development of this amendment tree that we're about to put to make sure that everything's coming along right. So just do you think the senator from Clay might do that?
Well, Senator, I tell you what, I'd like to visit with the Senator from Butler for just a little bit, since this is my inquiry and I have the floor. If you want to check on that for me, that would be...
Okay, somebody just needs to be making sure that's good.
Mr. President?
Senator from St. Francis.
May I inquire of the Senator from Butler?
Senator from Butler, you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from St. Francis. Senator, you may proceed.
Senator, you've had students here today from school in your district, your church that you attend. Education is a critical part of what you believe we need to be doing up here, right?
That's correct. These young people were here, and like I pointed out, Senator from Clay, how well-mannered they were up there. Just, you know.
Nice group of kids. Do you know any of them personally or any of them?
Yeah, I know their moms and dads better than them.
Yes.
But I knew who's about half of them, who they belonged to and stuff like that.
Well, good. It was really good to have them up here. It looks like they've gone on to other projects for the day.
They're doing all kinds of good stuff right now.
They drive up early this morning?
They came in this morning, yeah. As you know, the senator from Barrie was talking about staying Thursday night or whatever night it was. I did also. I have somewhat of a bad drive to Poplar Bluff.
How much of a drive is it for you, the speed demon, to get home?
Well, you know, if I don't stop much, I can generally make it in about 3 hours and 40 minutes, but that's taking the shortest route through bear country and elk country. And we do have elk down there, you know.
We have elk, we have bear, we have deer. I mean, that area through my southernmost part, Reynolds County.
Oh, yeah, I like going through
quite the treacherous area to get through.
Yeah, I kind of do a little jig around through there through your area.
And, well, welcome to my district.
I spend money there occasionally. You ever stop there at 72 and 21 and that little convenience store right there?
Yes, I did. I have.
They have the best burgers.
Ah, so you've enjoyed a burger from Arcadia Valley there.
Yeah, you know, I don't eat beef that often. Every once in a while I have one. But I can't resist it there. And you know that big tall guy that comes up here with me occasionally?
I
don't want to give him a free commercial because that would be really tacky. But at any rate, he does own some restaurants. But he loves going into that little place. You know, you could also go four-wheeling down there at Sutton Bluff.
It's back into the rugged terrain of the Mark Twain Forest. Just a beautiful scenery down there.
Yeah, the Mark Twain National Forest, believe it or not, they actually have built some ATV trails through their forest. And it's been a good little economic thing for Centerville, Lesterville, down in that area.
Along with Peck Ranch and the elk that...
Well, the Peck Ranch is on down a little bit. It's down in Carter County. It's,
right.
You don't get to take Peck Ranch from it because it's in my district.
Well, but it used to be in the third senatorial district.
Yeah. You know, that all got changed up. Actually, Senator from Webster and I, you know, we had all kinds of counties messing around a few years ago. We didn't know. One time we were going to be opponents, and then we weren't. And then I was back in the 25th and then a 33rd. It got changed a lot. So
there's quite a bit of variations to what the districts look like. Mine's a little bit more compact now. Going from southern Carter County all the way up to northern Jefferson County was a 2.5-3 hour drive.
Well, you know, the senator from Webster, he comes over to a county that a lot of people think I actually live in, which is Ripley County, where the current river is. Well, current river.
Got a nice
a lot of counties
place there, though.
The lower current river. Do I?
You've got a nice place there. You may not live there, but you've got a nice little
cabin. I'd like to live there. I think it may be somewhat too far from shopping for my wife over there, but anyway, I kind of like it over there. But the senator from Webster makes big drives, and I have to give him credit. He has came over and took care of that county just like he does any of the other counties, and it's a long drive from where he comes from over at Marshville.
And the roads just aren't the best coming through there, are there? Or have they
fixed
160? I haven't been on 160 in a while. It's now 60 highway, they've really done a fine job of making that four lane through there.
You know, the former Congresswoman Joanne Emerson, she really gave us a lot of help on getting Highway 60 four-laned, which has really been an economic boom and a safety, big safety improvement for us on Highway 60. It used to be two-lane, used to be really bad road and heavy traffic. But
I remember the day my sons and I would make the trip down there during deer season, going down the old 60 highway, and a little bit of snow or freezing rain. It was rather treacherous getting through that area. And all the major artery it was from Springfield to Poplar Bluff, a lot of trucks coming through there. It always seemed to be very dangerous. So exceptionally good opportunity for Southern Missouri to have that highway four lane through there.
Yeah. You know, a lot of folks down there in Ripley County around Donovan, they think they got two senators. They see me a lot, and they see the senator from Webster. And I told the senator from Webster, if somebody's going to tell me something, I'm just going to listen really intently and let him know about it and kind of work together on it. But I've been over there for many, many years, and have my cabin on the current river and have a little cattle farm over there.
You know, that's what's great about relationships, though. I know Wayne County is just real close to me there, but that's the senator from Capes District. But folks will give me a call from that area, and I don't mind having a visit with them. And if it's anything that can't be answered, I'm happy to refer it back to the senator, but if we can answer for it or give them a solution, we'll do that. I mean, that's just what it's all about, is taking care of the constituency of the state.
Now, you knew I grew up in Wayne County, right?
I knew.
The county you're talking about?
I'm sorry, Madison County. Did I say Wayne County? I meant Madison County.
Yeah, but that's the senator from Capes District also, isn't it?
Wayne County? Yes.
Yes,
it is.
But anyway, that's where I was born and raised, in that little town called Greenville. We lived right behind the jail. The jail was four floors up, and I don't think I know what you're thinking over there.
Yeah, you were quite the entrepreneur in your day.
I was an entrepreneur. I started out when I was about eight.
How many candy bars did you throw up to the fourth floor?
Oh, I sold a lot of candy bars. I sold a lot of them. And
there's a few other commodities sold as well.
But anyways, you know, Wayne County's a great place. A lot of lakes and rivers. When I was growing up, a lot of folks from St. Louis would come down. A steady stream of traffic. You know, back in the day, a lot of people from Wayne County moved to St. Louis for jobs. A lot of them worked at Chrysler and a lot of different auto manufacturers up there. And they would come back every weekend. But where I lived at in Greenville, actually the headwaters of the Wapapel Lake comes real close to Greenville. But when we were about 8 or 9 years old, me and my buddies, we would walk down to the river, which was about a mile walk. And back then, people would just pull their boats up on the bank and they'd just tie it up to a tree with a rope.
Yeah.
Well, we would somewhat borrow their boats occasionally just to make sure their batteries were up and everything. You know, we kind
of
make sure.
That was nice of you. Yeah,
well, we would make sure the maintenance was okay and the engines would start when they got back to go fishing the next weekend. But could you imagine this day and time pulling a boat and a motor and leaving everything right there on the riverbank? There could be as many 10, 12 boats. But we did have criteria. We'd make sure, we'd see who had the most gas sometimes, you know. We did have a criteria. But anyway, times have really changed, haven't they?
They have. I know Dad and I used to trot line Black River a lot there in Poplar Bluff area, which is your home base now. And growing up there was some great times. And I mean, that's what we do during from May and June, July. We'd take our boat over there. We'd sit out trot lines, and then we may not run them for 2 or 3 days, but we'd leave our boat tied up over the bank. You may have borrowed our boat once upon a time. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that was just a good old day when you just trusted your neighbor and you trusted that things were taken care of. And you always wanted to make sure you took a can of gas with you because you don't know how much may have been used when you weren't there. But.
Well, we were doing a valuable public service, actually, if you looked at it in the right manner, because, you know, when you don't start your motor very often, sometimes it may not start, and you're sitting back there pulling on that rope. Now, I'm not talking about these fancy boats like you're used to down at Lake of the Ozarks.
Well, I have
talking about John boats.
I've upgraded a little bit, but I had a 14-foot John boat with a 9.8 Mercury motor on it. It got us around.
Yeah. Did you know you can water ski behind a 25-horse Mercury with a prop on it?
I've not tried that, no.
Well, you can't be as large as we are now, but when you're about 9 or 10 years old,
but
you
as
can.
Kids, yes,
yeah. If one of your buddies is good enough to, you know, run the motor for you.
Second, yes, sir.
Go ahead and tell me a little bit more story here, Senator.
Well, you know, I was thinking about talking like until tomorrow, but I'm just going to talk until you get your amendments done. Because, you know, I got a lot of stories that we could talk about. Because what a lot of members may not know about you is I knew you in Poplar Bluff, and you and I never ran across each other again until we both got elected to the Senate.
That's been a few years back.
Yeah, and you're younger than me, but inquiring with you the other night, I have determined that you're catching up with me in age.
Well, Senator, I appreciate the opportunity to visit. I have a little work to do. I want to make sure that we give education the serious consideration that it does. And so, Mr. President.
Senator from St. Francis, what purpose
I have an
rise?
Amendment.
Please send your amendment forward. And has your amendment been distributed?
It has not, and I will not close on it until it has been distributed. And I move for its adoption.
And are you seeking a waiver of the reading?
Yes, sir.
Hearing no objection, the reading will be waived, and you have moved for the adoption. Do you care to explain your amendment, Senator?
Yes, Senator, these are taken the numbers to funding the formula. And we want to make sure that our goal is to make sure that our students get the best possible education. Mr. President?
Does any senator desire to be heard?
I have a substitute amendment.
Senator from St. Francis. Send your amendment forward. And has that amendment been distributed?
It has not, and I will not close until it has been distributed, and I move for its adoption.
And do you care to explain the substitute amendment?
Again, it modifies the formula to make sure that we are going on a path to make sure we fully fund that formula. And Mr. President, I have an amendment to that, a substitute amendment.
Does any senator desire to be heard on the Senate substitute amendment number 2? Senator from St. Francis, what purpose do you rise?
I have an amendment to the substitute amendment.
Send your amendment forward. And has your amendment been distributed?
It has not been distributed. I will not close until it has been distributed.
And are you seeking a waiver of the reading?
I seek a waiver of the reading and move for its adoption.
All right. Do you care to explain your amendment, Senator?
Thank you, Mr. President. And if I can have 5 members standing, I would like to ask for a roll call vote.
You have 5 members standing, so there will be a roll call vote. And you're asking for the roll call vote on the Senate substitute, the 3rd Amendment that you sent forward?
Yes, and before I close, I will probably ask for roll call vote on the others as well.
All right. You may proceed, Senator, with your explanation.
Thank you, Mr. President. This final amendment brings us to the exact language of the House, fully funding the formula's language. And with that, I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Does any senator desire to be heard on the Senate substitute amendment? Senator from Phelps, what purpose do you rise? Senator from Phelps, do you mind repeating that, please?
To inquire the senator from St. Francis.
Senator from St. Francis, do you yield to an inquiry from the senator from Phelps?
Yes, Mr. President, I do.
Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you. And as you know, I will be speaking against amendment. Not that I'm against fully funding the formula. I think there's a process that we can get to providing some legislation passes related to early childhood that would allow us to do that without throwing too much disruption in the system. And that's why we've left the budget as I presented it on the floor. To have that negotiating ability. So this amendment tree you've done kind of disrespects the process. And the people that serve on the committee and the time that they put into it. And the other thing that concerns me is if we do this and we then have no room in the budget for negotiation, then you pretty much put complete control of the budget in the hands of the governor. And that's something that we always try to avoid, whether it's former Governor Nixon or Governor Greitens or whomever, because we try to respect the 3 equal branches of government. And so my concern is that the amendment does a couple of things that may put us in a bad situation going forward with the rest of the budget.
Appreciate your comments, Senator, but I think as senators we have an opportunity and an obligation to speak our position on these various issues. Education is the 2nd bill up on the floor. There's a lot of bills to follow this. We need to put our stake in the ground on what education means to this body now, and then we can have the conversations a little bit later. Again, like I said in our previous conversation, we can be political, we can talk about fully funding the formula, or we can do it. And I say this is taking a position that we're willing to stand up and fully fund the formula with this amendment.
And as I mentioned to you earlier before we went back in, I've had no school call me and ask me to fully fund the formula. That has not even been a discussion. I've had schools that call me and ask me not to fully fund it, even if we get to within a million. Don't fully fund it because of some of the triggers they're fearful of. So that's why I would ask the members to vote no on the amendment, to give us some room to work on getting to the point that we can put more money in the foundation formula and not throw the rest of the budget in jeopardy.
And I say historically, over the many years, we've had many, many requests to fully fund the formula. It was part of the campaign trail for a lot of folks to fully fund. I think it's time we step up and do what we've been talking about for many years and the request that's been made for many years.
And that certainly, with the budget that I presented from the Senate, gives us that option. In other words, the House is fully funded, and we negotiate, and my intention is to negotiate to their position, but holding some room to work on some of these other areas of the budget, because not only do we have a problem, but the House has a problem because they booked the circuit breaker and polypharmacy, and we haven't got those to completion yet. So they have a problem as well. However, their budget is basically done till we get to the conference area and we negotiate, and I've left some areas for negotiation, and that was all I'm trying to do with the budget that myself and the committee worked so hard to get to the floor.
You know, I'm really frustrated at the number of comments trying to shame me into doing what I think is my senatorial right, that the poor Appropriations Committee did all this work. What about the work that we do as state senators to represent our districts and to represent this Senate floor? I am very disappointed in those types of comments.
You know,
we're here to work. We're here to do a job.
Right.
And if you guys are frustrated that I'm challenging your job, so be it.
Yeah. You know, when I came to the Senate, it was kind of an unwritten rule of the Senate that you didn't...
What rules do we have in this Senate right now? The chaos that went on last week? Give me a break.
Mr. President.
Senator from Phelps, what purpose do you rise?
Speak against the amendment.
You may proceed. You may proceed, Senator.
Yes, thank you. The reason I am speaking against amendment is many things that I've laid out as we've gone through this discussion this afternoon, and the lamenting of the time that we spend on some of these things. You know, when you have a bill that's voted out of committee 11-0, it seems like that's a pretty good consensus of opinion on what we're trying to do. So I do think it disrespects the process. And I would impress upon people that it leaves no negotiations in the budget, and you do give the executive branch much more control of the budget. So I would like for everyone to think about that as we vote on these amendments. And with that, I will sit down.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the substitute amendment number one? Senator from Callaway, what purpose do you rise?
Inquire of the senator. Phelps, please.
Senator from Phelps, do you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from Callaway?
I do.
Senator from Callaway, you may proceed.
Senator, in the talk I've heard you say and many of the other senators on the floor, we all know that we would love to fully fund the formula, but we also respect the work that the Appropriations Committee has done and you as well as the staff that worked all weekend so that we could bring this up. I have a question for you. My district is primarily rural,
yep.
And the transportation funding is a huge issue for my district. So if we vote down the amendment to fully fund, does that leave you negotiation room for the transportation part?
Well, we funded transportation. We put the money in, which is still not absolutely fully funded according to the 75% we're supposed to do. It's funded at 21%, but that was kind of the department request this year, and that is the Senate and the House position, so that should stand regardless of what happens here.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I do appreciate your work, Senator.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on Senate Substitute Amendment number 1? Senator from Buchanan, what purpose do you rise?
Inquire of the Senator from St. Francis.
Senator from St. Francis, do you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from Buchanan?
Yes, Mr. President, I do.
Senator, you may proceed.
Senator, a couple of years ago on the budget, on House Bill 11, I wanted to make an amendment to take out the managed care that Senator Schaefer had put into it. And what he did was he preempted me from being able to get a vote on that by offering up an amendment tree, just locking me out in advance so that I could not get a vote on a true vote on managed care expansion. 2 years ago, Senator Schaefer, he did this. There's precedent for offering up an amendment tree. I mean, that it's not, if you're offering up an amendment tree is disrespectful, well, it certainly was the same thing what he did to me, only I never even got to offer my amendment. But I guess what I'm saying to you is, all you really want here is you want the members of this body to cast a vote to tell the people of Missouri whether or not they want to fully fund the foundation formula. Now, you didn't have a say-so in, you know, how the bills came out of committee. You know, you didn't get to choose. So I don't see how anybody could say that what you're doing is disrespectful. I mean,
we're taking things in the order as they come to us. This is the second highest priority of our chamber, of our body, of our Constitution, is to make sure that we fund education and we deal with the education part of the budget. And we've had way too many conversations in this chamber every year since I've been up here about fully funding the formula. We've got a chance to do it. Let's do it. We've talked about it. The House has put forth a proposal to do it. We can get it done if we really want to get it done.
Well, you know, I noticed that what happened was you offered up an amendment to do it, and then parliamentary procedures were used to prevent the body from having that vote. And so we had to go through a kind of a back parliamentary procedure to get our right to have a vote back. And that's what's happened here. All you're doing is kind of trying to get what you wanted from the very beginning, which was have a vote.
Correct.
So we're going to have a vote. We're going to see how the members fall out. And I encourage all the members to vote for our children, to vote for fully funding the foundation formula, which is what we've been saying we were going to do for many years.
Absolutely, Senator, and I appreciate the support that we've had at the team effort to make sure this issue gets a chance to be fully vetted, discussed, and an opportunity to make sure that folks are aware that we're serious about our education. We're serious about our responsibilities of teaching our kids and providing the best education for this state. Being on the education committee and getting a chance to be involved in the career tech ed environment again, my juices are flowing to realize our economic engine of this state is our education. The economic engine of this state is to have a qualified workforce. The best way to get that done is to have the best education possible.
Well,
we need that other $45, $46 million to get that done.
Well, you know, there's $130 million left on the bottom line right now. $130, and you're basically taking 45, not even 45 of all of GR, but you're taking 45 and you're putting it toward fully funding the foundation formula. That leaves 85. And the governor has it totally within his power to reduce expenditures as the year goes by and protect that funding and make it so that he doesn't need to ask for anything more than $85 million of supplemental. He can do that.
Well, we've experienced that over the previous 4 years I've been up here having withholds.
Right.
So but I hope that doesn't happen. I hope we put out a budget, a product here that is solid, that for the first time we have in a long time, all three components of our legislative process of the same party that's willing to work on issues together. And I think we have a governor that's trying to work with us on issues, and it's time for us to get a balanced and a budget with a fully funded formula.
Well, stand strong, Senator. Don't let anybody shame you. You're doing the right thing. Thank you,
Senator.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on Amendment Number 1 to Senate Substitute Amendment Number 1 for Senate Amendment Number 2? Senator from Callaway, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the senator from St. Francis.
Senator from St. Francis, you yield to an inquiry from the senator from Callaway.
I do.
Senator, you may proceed.
President, are chairman of the Education Committee correct?
Yes.
Did you have a bill filed to fully fund the formula this year through your Education Committee?
No, I did not.
All right. I'm sorry, Senator. I'm a teacher, and myself, like many others in this room, believe that we need to fully fund the formula as we can sensibly do it without totally bombing out the rest of the budget. I feel this is grandstanding. I do. You may not think so, but I do. Or I felt like you would have gone through your committee to do something or through the Appropriations Committee to do something. And I'm just curious what the end game is for you to be able to go back home and say, I tried to fully fund the formula, but let everybody else.
You know, the nice thing is I'm not up for re-election. I can do what I do because I want to, and I think it's the right thing to do, and I think it's the right thing to fully form the education.
So tell me, where are you planning to come up with the $45 million?
I would say,
Where are you going to find it? Because you've put the Appropriations Committee in a box with this that doesn't allow them to shift and move.
We're going to have to go to conference and shift and move a lot of stuff already.
Pardon me?
We're going to have to go to conference committee on a lot of this budget already. There's going to have to be some shift and movement. So this ought to be a priority to us to have education funded. We can find areas to
move. You know what?
Move.
I think if it was a priority, you'd have gone through the Education Committee, which you chair, and would have done something about it then instead of here on the last day or the first day.
The appropriations is the process, and this is part of the appropriation process as we discuss it on the Senate floor.
Well, it's a game, and you're playing it, and I personally don't like it. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senators are to be heard? Senator from Barrie, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. To inquire of the Senator from St. Francis.
Senator from St. Francis, do you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from Barrie? Senator, you may proceed.
I've never understood whether it's St. Francis or St. Francois.
If you're English, it's St. Francis. If you're French, it's St. Francois.
What if you're half and half?
It's your heart's desire.
I just want to talk to you about, I think everybody kind of has agreed that we would like to fully fund the formula, although I do think there's a lot of waste in our public schools that they could be more efficient, but that's beside the point.
That's a conversation I'd love to have on a different day when we have
right.
when it's relevant
right.
to the budget.
But I'm concerned, being in the budget process, I hope that you have a plan of where we're going to go to get this money, since we do have a constitutional challenge to balance the budget to the best of our ability. And I'm hoping that if this amendment does pass, that you will have some answers as to where we're going to go to get the funds.
We've got several other bills before us that's in the budget, and yes, we will have an opportunity for those conversations. Hopefully, one of the senators will be able to present a compromise on circuit breaker, which end up maybe saving the state, what?
$50 million.
So right there is a big chunk of it. So there's opportunities ahead of us, but we got to take care of business that's in front of us right now. The business in front of us right now is education.
Well, I wish we would have had a plan.
It's fluid. It's a moving project. And this is part of the project. Conference is part of the project. There's several pieces to this to get a budget done.
So if we do pass this amendment and we fund it as the way the House had the bill, then there's no room for negotiation. Is that correct?
Education's done.
Education's done.
Right.
Okay. Just want to make sure everybody understands that. Thank you for the inquiry.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on Senate Amendment 1 to Senate Substitute Amendment Number 1 for Senate Amendment Number 2? Senator from Webster, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Speak against the bill.
Senator, you may proceed.
Mr. President, I just received an email from a former superintendent who's now retired. He's very well respected throughout the state and et cetera like that. And he stated, I was listening to the debate on the budget earlier. I appreciate your leadership. You stated it well. Certainly, schools would love to have more funding to help kids, but it has to be there. I don't think those school superintendents would like, I mean, they wouldn't feel good if we had to go back to the 27-point system and do whatever we have to do to balance the budget. So we'd speak against the bill and ask members to vote against it. Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from St. Francis, you are recognized close on a Senate Amendment 1 to Senate Substitute Amendment Number 1 for Senate Amendment Number 2.
Thank you, Mr. President. And for clarification, a roll call vote has been requested, correct?
That is correct.
All right. Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from Barton. Senator from Barton votes no. Senator from the 5th, you need to vote. Senator from the 5th votes aye. Absentees will be called.
Senators Chappelle Nadal,
by your vote of 18 ayes and 14 noes, the amendment has been adopted. We are now back on the Senate Substitute Amendment Number 1. From the Senator from St. Francis. Senator from the 1st, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire the Senator from St. Francis.
Senator from St. Francis, do you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from the 1st? Senator, you may proceed.
Senator, I think the Lieutenant Governor just reoriented me. So we are actually now back on the substitute amendment.
Correct.
Got it. All right. Well, I suspect...
amended by the amendment.
Right. Fair enough. So the bottom layer is now free, but we have previously amended material at this point, so that's that. I'm guessing we're going to continue on this formula discussion for a little while longer. Once we're done with your amendment, I'm going to have a relatively shorter discussion, I think, for the Senator from Phelps, but now is not the time. Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
We are on Senate Substitute Amendment Number 1 for Senate Amendment Number 2. Does any senator desire to be heard? Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from Buchanan, what purpose do you rise?
If I could get four members standing, I would request a roll call.
Senator, you have the required amount of members standing. There will be a roll call vote. Senator, you are recognized. Close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The senator from St. Francis renews his motion that Senate Substitute Amendment Number 1 for Senate Amendment Number 2. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from the 14th. Senator from 14 votes aye. Senator from the 5th.
Aye.
Senator from the 5th votes aye. Senator from the 15th. Can you repeat your vote? Senator from the 15th. Senator from the 1st.
Mr. President, how am I recorded?
You are recorded as an aye.
Thank you, Mr. President.
By your vote of 19 ayes, 14 noes, the amendment is adopted. We are now back on Senate Amendment Number 2. We are now back on House Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 2 with Senate Committee Substitute as amended. Senator from the 14th, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I would like to inquire of the Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Senator from Cape Girardeau, do you to an inquiry from the Senator from the 14th?
I do.
Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you, Senator, for taking my inquiry. I think this is the perfect time to talk about the T-shirts that I'm about to order. And they're entitled Special Session 2017. And I wanted to know what color and what size you'd like.
What color and what size?
Yes, but they have to be V-neck because I like V-necks better.
My favorite color is baby blue.
Baby blue.
Yeah,
okay,
I wore
so
that to the prom.
I just want all of the senators to know I literally my interns are already working on this, and on the back of the T-shirt, it's going to say Special Session in purple because I like purple.
Okay.
And then underneath that, it's going to say 2017, and I'm already ordering 25. But if there are others who would like to have that T-shirt, just please come to my desk or my office, and let me know which size you'd like.
Great.
Thank you so much, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
So any other senators are to be heard. Senator from the 1st, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an amendment.
Please send your amendment forward, and has your amendment been distributed?
It has, Mr. President. I seek a waiver of the reading and move for its adoption.
Hearing no objection, the waiver of the reading will be waived. Senator, do you care to explain your amendment?
Yes, Mr. President. My amendment puts funding back into the budget for independent living centers. And with that, I would like to inquire of the Senator from Phelps, if I may.
Senator from Phelps, do you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from the 1st?
I do.
You may proceed, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Senator. We discussed this briefly earlier, and I my understanding is that this is a line item that the House left in the budget that is not in the substitute currently, and therefore, as the budget, as the Senate version of the budget stands now, would make this item conferenceable.
That's right.
So we got a couple dozen of these in the state of Missouri. They provide services to maybe upwards of 25,000 people. And my concern is obviously that if this goes to conference and the Senate position holds, you're going to have the majority of those folks and the majority of those centers that are somewhat compromised. And I just I wanted to offer this amendment. Obviously, if the body would adopt it, that'd be great. If they don't, I get it. I felt the need to make my record at this point to make it very clear that this is something that if the body decides they want to send this to the conference table, that I feel very strongly that we should try to hold to the House position with to the best we can. And I just wanted to get a sense of your intentions.
Yeah, when we were desperately looking for general revenue and where we could get it, we determined that it would not affect the federal money that the independent centers draw down if we cut this to $60,000. Now, I have since been made aware that there are two, maybe three, that do depend on general revenue more than we originally thought, and that's kind of their admin portion. But it was a struggle to find general revenue and not hurt the federal match. So finding this out, it would be my intention to put some of this money back in, enough to cover these, I think, three that we know of, and we've heard from most of them, and help them out, but yet still be able to draw down maximum federal dollars. So that was the reason the cut was made to that degree. Still allowed them to pull down the maximum federal dollars, but we do have some of these that apparently are dependent more on general revenue, and that would be my, with a conference in the House, that would be my way to fix this.
Well, my hope would be that we can leave this particular line item unmolested to the greatest extent possible. I would personally love to see the Senate do that, particularly for this population, now, but if they don't and it does go to conference, I would appreciate your going to bat as possible to restore as much of this funding as possible. I know that we have a GR challenge here in this budget, and I also know that we just put an amendment on to exacerbate that to the tune of $40 million, all in the name of educating kids, which I'm strongly for, but I get that this isn't easy and it isn't getting any easier, but this is a population that frankly, really needs the services that these centers provide. And yes, you can say that about lots of other priorities in this budget as well. This is one I just felt compelled to stand and make a stand for.
Right. And I understand your position. I would ask the body to vote the amendment down. And let me put back, we're trying to calculate now how much money it would take to cover those two or three centers that depend totally on GR, and that would save us a little bit of money and still allow the maximum drawdown.
Well, I would hope that we can do still better than that, but certainly that sounds better than what's on the floor right now, and I just appreciate your willingness to have the conversation with me, Senator. I know you've got 1,000 bogeys on the radar right now.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on Senate Amendment Number 3? Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from the First, you recognize close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from First renews his motion that Senate Amendment Number 3 be adopted. As a member of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary say no. The noes appear to have it. The noes do have it. The amendment is not adopted. We are now back on House Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 2 with Senate Committee Substitute as amended. Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 24th, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. To inquire of the senator from Phelps.
Senator from Phelps, do you yield to an inquiry from the senator from the 24th?
I do.
Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you, Senator. And I want to start by saying I know you've been working really hard on the budget, and yet there are places that we still need to talk about and just make sure we're clear on. I'm going to talk to you about an area that I'm concerned about and would like to offer an amendment, but want to get your insight. I wanted to start just with a question about the balance sheet. Do we have a balance sheet for this proposed budget?
Yes.
And yes, and has it, I don't think I have a copy. Is it possible to get that distributed?
We could probably have it distributed.
Or at least distributed over to this desk would be a good place to start.
Right. We'll work on getting that done.
That'd be great. And Senator, what did we leave back? What did we sort of leave on the table for potential changes? I heard a figure earlier of $130 million. Is that accurate?
Well, that is what's set aside, what we built for supplemental budget next year. The House actually has $198. What's on the bottom line here in the Senate is around $16 million with the budget that we had, which now is a negative 20-some million.
Wait, we only had a $16 million reserved for – oh, you're saying the supplemental was
not,
how much?
That 100? We had not spent, yes.
Okay.
But we have –
but that's attributing $130 million to the supplemental, is
right.
That right? So 130 and then 16
right.
Was,
and
okay.
We tried to never totally spend down to zero. We're actually at $15,349,132.
Okay. So, Senator, you and I have talked several times as you went through the process, and I gave you a memo of some areas that I was concerned about, and one of them in this bill is in section 2.170, the public placement dollars.
Right.
And those, as we know, are dollars that go to school districts that are that educate kids who are in foster care or in residential care that don't necessarily live in that school district, but the school district welcomes them and takes them in, and the state has been providing funds to cover the cost for those additional students for each school district. And in the budget, there is, oh, now I'm on my wrong page. Yes, in the budget there is roughly $7.8 million, and that's on page 11 of House Bill 2.
Yes.
At very top of the page. And that's the money that comes from lottery proceeds. Last year, we also had a little over $3 million from GR to cover those costs. And I'm wondering what your thoughts are about the cut that we made from last year and whether those school districts that accept those children will be reimbursed for their costs based on the budget that we have here.
Right. The House has this number at zero. And so I put $7.7 million in, and again, trying to save some GR, we left the GR out. We think this will meet the needs, and I have a couple school districts in my district that educate kids from Great Circle that depend on this money as well. So I think that this will meet the need. But the conferenceable position is between zero and $7.768 million.
So, Senator, I have an amendment that brings that up to the with the additional GR that we had in last year that brings this total number up now to $11 million in order to ensure that our school districts that are accepting these kids who need to get educated that they're not on the hook for the additional dollars that it costs to bring the kids into the schools. And that would leave our position, should we approve that amendment, that would leave our position somewhere between the House's at zero and the Senate's, should this amendment pass, at $11 million. Now, again, that's something that I've gone to you with. I've gone to a minority member of the Budget Committee to present that information and say, if at the end of the day, as we go through negotiations, if there's money in there, I mean, obviously, we're all going to ensure that these kids are educated. The question becomes, which school district or how is the additional cost that's not covered by what's in our budget handled by each school district? And I have a list of the school districts that I'm happy to go through that have been impacted and have accepted dollars. This is under this past year's or this current year's budget. So, Senator, I don't want to get in your way. I think you've done the right thing by trying to put some of that money back in the budget. Obviously, we know we're going to be somewhere between zero and whatever we allow to be the cap. I would hope that we could get to the cap. I know we may not, but I don't believe that it hurts the process if we accept an amendment that increases the amount to be last year's amount based on what the school districts require. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I guess the reason I didn't go to the full amount from last year is it draws a little more attention and a few more red flags. I went with what I thought I could probably hold.
Because it's lottery money versus GR money? Is that... I mean,
well,
is that...
Yeah, the lottery money, the House reappropriated that in another area. And without affecting the GR bottom line, this was somewhere I thought we could... It's GR-like money, so to speak, but it comes from lottery. And
okay.
So I'm hoping to hold that in. You know, one of the concerns, lottery is down a bit than what it's been in the past. And does it set this up for a withhold? We don't know. Does it set a lot of this budget up for withhold with our amendment? It probably does. But I think the lower number is a more accurate number that I can probably hold in conference.
Well, so when you say accurate, you don't mean accurate in terms of what is needed to fund this public placement. It's more accurate in terms of what you think the House may agree to. Am I right about that?
That and the fact that with some of our research, it looks like that's going to meet at least the basic needs, which is a lot better than zero.
Well, and tell me, yes, it is absolutely a lot better than zero, and that's why I want to talk this through with you. You know, I feel like we've both been acting in good faith around this issue, no question about it. The question I have is, if we go in and say, look, we want you to at least fund this where it was last year, and you believe at the end of the day we're not able to, doesn't it give us a little bit of negotiating power to get us back to your $7.7 million? I'm just looking out for you.
Yeah,
no, I'm actually looking out for our kids and our schools. So.
Yeah. And, you know, at the end of the day, those things were discussed in committee, and this was kind of what the... kind of what we came up with that we thought was something that we could hold. It's a really big issue from the senator from St. Francis District. He has a lot of schools that depend on this money. I don't know if he's aware of that or not, but, you know, like I said, I felt that, or we felt that we could probably hold our position at the $7 million. Area, but with the GR in there, and with GR as tight as it is, the decision was made to leave it out.
So what would that mean then, Senator, if we passed it at the Senate's position? Does that mean that this would only be, that these numbers would only be 60% funded, for example, or whatever that, I guess it's more than 60, but they would only be, for example, 70% funded versus, no, it's actually between 60 and 70% funded versus what they were this year? Because we've got some pretty significant, you know, pretty significant numbers here. I guess in the, considering the expanse of some of these budgets, but, you know, districts from Carl Junction that received $160,000 last year to Nevada R5 school district at $113 million last year, to Raytown, to Special School District of St. Louis, Sedalia School District. All of these, this list, this two-page single-spaced list of school districts that are going to be or perhaps going to be accepting these very deserving students again are not going to be receiving the dollars that they had expected or received this past year. So we're going to cut those down by 30 to 40%?
Yes.
That's what's going to happen to the school districts?
Probably about as much as I could hope for. If we're fully funding the formula, hopefully they've got a little extra money that they can that they can use in this area and help make up the difference in-house.
Well, it's interesting, when you say fully funding the formula, I think you know my position on that. And I mean, I voted for this addition to the formula, but
right.
I've been talking about it on the floor since we changed that formula. I was there on a school board in 2005 when this formula was put into place. Last year, we cut out $450 million from the formula. So even if we, and I'm putting quotations around this, fully fund the formula out in this year's budget, it's really still $500 million short of where it needs to be. So
right.
While this additional $54 million will perhaps go to our schools, it certainly doesn't meet the level that we thought was adequate to fund the schools back in 2005 when this revival was put into place.
And, so, you know, and if the House comes on board and they really believe in this, we can make a motion to exceed the differences. But, you know, with what was done with the amendment that just went on, it would be my thought that this money will probably be zero, regardless of where you start. Because I kind of had this budget protected, something that we could do to maintain this public placement at least what I thought was a reasonable level. And so we're probably, my chances of holding this at the level that it is right now probably went down immensely this afternoon.
Well, Senator, I really respect what you had to say. My concern, and I imagine the body is going to follow the what the budget chair suggests is the best thing to do with regard to the public placement fund. I do want to take a few minutes to talk about briefly about the school districts that would be affected based on the current year's budget if we were not to increase this by roughly $3 million. So I'm going to speak to that a little bit. I'm going to let you, I know you're going to be up a lot. I'm going to thank you for the inquiry, and I'm going to call in somebody else for just a
thank
few
you.
Minutes, if I may. Mr. President.
Senator, from the 24th, what purpose do you seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President. May I inquire of the senator from the 1st?
Senator from the 1st, do you yield from an inquiry from the senator from the 24th?
I do.
Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you, Senator. Senator? We're going to talk about this for a little bit.
Well, good. I'm glad we are because it's of great concern to my district as well.
Right. So I have a list of the districts, and part of what I wanted to do was to just sort of go through and name my two pages single-spaced.
Two of the top three are mine. I can tell you that right now.
So this really matters. And
yeah.
While we may say that the House will bring us back to zero based upon the Senate's fully funding of the foundation formula, I think that the House is going to have a lot to answer to when they go home to their districts and say, you are required to accept students who need to go to school in your district, but you ain't going to get paid for it.
Well, and I've got two things working in my district. First of all, of course, like you, I'm in St. Louis County, where we have the Special School District of St. Louis County, which I believe takes the biggest hit of any district in the state on the private placement fund.
Right, $3 million that is currently going to them.
So. Yeah, and then after that, I think next is a district in Jackson County. Mr. President, I'm having a little bit of trouble.
Senator, we'll come to order so the senators can hear one another in debate. Senators, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Sorry to throw the flag like that, but it was starting to creep up on us.
Absolutely.
So the second, I think, is the district in Jackson County. But right after that is one of my school districts as well, Webster Groves School District, which I think I have probably about 90% of in my first Senate district. The rest
right.
of it's
and
in the...
And I have a little bit of Webster Groves, too, and that's just under $1,925,000.
Yeah, which surprised me that you have part of Webster. I know the city of Glendale... Not actually maybe out, that may be in Kirkwood. The Center from the 15th has some of it too, I think, maybe. Actually, the Center from the 4th has half of Shrewsbury, which I'm still very upset is in the 4th Senate District, but the northern half of Shrewsbury is in Webster Groves. But regardless, Webster has a special purpose facility that is an attendance center for children who are... in the private placement fund, and so it is the number 3 hit out of 525
right. yes,
districts
is.
In the state of Missouri.
Yes, it is. And as you mentioned, from Jackson County, Raytown, I believe that's in Jackson.
Yeah, and that's
that
the actually
second, one point almost 2 million.
Yeah, I think that may be the senator from the 9th as opposed to the 11th, but I could be incorrect about that. But regardless, so the House cut it, correct?
My understanding is the House lined it out, so it's zero in the House.
Right, and the Senate committee position is?
7.768 million.
Okay.
And what I'm asking to bring it up is to roughly 11 million. So,
which would be the status quo.
Which would be the status quo.
Got it. So the House eliminates it. The Senate committee substitute is basically a 25, maybe 30% cut. And you're talking about bringing it back up to full funding.
Full funding, right.
So, and so are you having an amendment prepared on that?
I do have an amendment. I haven't sent it around yet because I wanted to... listen to and respect what the budget chair said.
Yeah.
I have provided this information to him in the past that I was concerned about this, as well as to the senator from the 9th who serves on the budget committee. So,
sure.
I don't think it's a surprise that I'm here with it.
Yeah. Well, and I'll say that had I not had the amendment on this is funny, Senator, because I think I walked into this process concerned about both the independent living centers and the private placement
right.
fund. For my district, the private placement fund actually might be the more acute priority, and I know that you were prepared to talk about independent living.
Right.
So it would appear as though we've effectively traded amendments. You're
right.
you're now poised to bring the one that I might have offered, and I offered the one that I think you were ready to offer, but such
well,
as...
Well, this is the one I've been talking about for quite a while, and
yeah.
this was the one that was actually on my list of some
yeah.
budgetary concerns that I had, because as we've heard from many people... It's really helpful to the people on budget and to the budget chair if we're out there and up front with what we think is a concern.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
you know, our budget bills were laid on our desks. Is today still Tuesday? I think so.
Today is still Tuesday, Senator.
This morning.
It's that time in session, isn't it?
Yes. So we don't always have a lot of time to get through everything and to see where we stand. And sometimes... when we look at things as a whole and individually as a budget bill, we want to get up on the floor that day. Thank you.
And yeah, we're at that time in session where we're here on the days that end in Y and at the times that end in O'clock.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I don't know what the status is of the preparation of your amendment. I'm happy to visit with you to facilitate
right.
that. If you have other inquiries you want to launch, I don't want to get in your way.
I actually would
but...
like to offer the amendment, and then
sure.
we'll just have more of a conversation about it.
Very
so.
Well.
I thank you for the inquiry.
Thank you, Senator.
Mr. President.
Senator for the 24th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an amendment. It has not been distributed. I ask for a waiver of the reading.
Send the amendment forward. Do you move for the adoption?
I do. Thank you. I move for the adoption.
And you will not close until the amendment is distributed. Is that correct?
That is correct, Mr. President.
Would you like to explain your amendment?
Thank you, Mr. President. So this amendment is just what we've been talking about, and we'll continue to get some discussion and feedback about this. But this is the very important public placement fund in the elementary and secondary education budget that is for kids, payments to school districts for children in residential placements. And this is through the Department of Mental Health or the Department of Social Services. And currently we have money in the budget that says from lottery proceeds fund in the amount of $7.768 million, a little bit more than that. And what I'm asking for is to go back to the current amount in the budget so that we can ensure that this two-page document of school districts that are accepting these students get payment for accepting those students into their district so that they can afford to educate them even if the formula is fully funded at this year's levels, which were different than levels 2 years ago, by about $450 million. So with that, Mr. President, if I could inquire of the senator from the first.
Senator of the first, yield. Sergeant-at-Arms, would you retrieve the senator from the first? Senator, the first yield.
Thank you.
I proceed.
Senator.
Thanks, Senator. So, you know, Senator, I'm trying hard to listen to the budget chair's concerns, listen to what we need to do, and also listen to what our school districts are saying about their funding.
Yeah.
And you have, as you said, the top two school districts.
Two of the top three.
Two of the top
hits
three
come to my districts.
That will lose funding. And, you know, the budget chair, you know, every year is a new year. The budget chair, new in this position this year, but has served on budget
for several years.
Right. So knows how these things work. He's recommending to me that based on an earlier decision about fully funding the formula, we may be in a position where this whole line item gets put down to zero. I just don't know. I feel like I'm providing an opportunity that says, really, if you really want to do the right thing, you're going to go back up to $11 million.
Here is the challenge, and I agree with you, and obviously I support full funding of both, but here's the challenge with the way we do it here in this chamber, and I'm not going on record saying I think we ought to have the same procedure as they have in the House, but, you know, when you have a $40 million amendment, which I supported, without any compensation for it elsewhere, and I suspect there are going to be amendments offered in other bills later that would offset that $40 million, but for the moment, when we just put $40 million into this thing, it makes it that much harder to put anything else back into it, and that's the challenge that we are confronted with. I still would like to see us send this to conference with full funding on the table, and that way the conferees would have the full range of everything between zero and full funding
right
in play. I wish I could say that I was optimistic that the budget chair was incorrect about the implications of full formula funding for this particular line item. Yeah, I'd love to see both and, but, however, we are where we are. And the legislature, I would not advocate for the legislature to cop out and pass an imbalanced budget and force those calls onto the governor, although heaven knows it's been known to happen, Senator,
right.
In the right. past. So.
Well, my concern about this is if we send this over as the 7.768 that's currently in the Senate's position on this line item, that if there's negotiation and they say we're going to cut it by half, we get half of the 7.768. if there is negotiation that says, if we have a bigger starting point, I think the negotiation is maybe easier to get closer to where we need to be in order to treat this multitude of districts fairly.
I would like to have the conferees have all the options on the table, including full funding.
Right.
And to your point, if they're going to come out at 50 cents on the dollar, that 50 cents is going to do more for these kids when it comes out of full funding than when it comes out of three quarters of a loaf.
Right. And so that's, you know, that's one of the concerns that I have and why, again, I suggested to the budget chair that I don't think I'm hurting anything by doing this, because what I'm doing is giving you the position where we really want to be and saying, you know, you're not there yet, House, you're at zero. Can we meet somewhere in the middle? And as you said, the middle is provides us a much better position, especially with the number and the amounts of dollars involved with these different school districts. So I am thinking that perhaps the amendment has been distributed.
I think I have it on my desk, Senator.
Okay.
So
anything else that so you and I are in a place where we're saying, this is probably a good starting point for us to go to where we need to be, as opposed to, and again, this is a proven number. This is not something that we're guessing will be a help.
Yeah, no, this is to the penny, or well, maybe not to the penny, but to the dollar. I mean, you've gone from 768,606 to 11,099,337. I mean, these are not numbers that we're picking out of the air.
No. Exactly. So these are meaningful numbers to school districts who are accepting these kids. I was going to take a minute and go through the list, but I don't even know if that's necessary. I mean, these are districts all over the state, and I'm happy to go through the list, or I'm happy to see if I can figure out if somebody's district is on the list, or certainly somebody could come over and look at this. But clearly, a lot of our districts around the state are doing this, and there's an expectation that the taxpayers within that district are not necessarily the only ones footing the bill for kids who are not residents coming in and going to school in that district. So from Liberty, Missouri, to Nevada, to Nixa, to Independence, Columbia, Hickman, Mills, Rolla, Lone Jack, Waynesville, I'm not reading them all, I'm just at Henry County, Ellsbury, Lincoln, Afton, Aurora.
Afton. Yeah, I know Afton.
We keep hitting yours, don't we? Parkway is mine, not yours.
Occupational hazard, Senator.
Right. Ritner, Republic, Mountain Grove. So the list, Paris, St. Joseph. So the list goes on and on. And
I can't help but notice, Senator, as we're winding down this inquiry, so you can get your amendment on the floor. This seems to be former Jefferson County State Representative Day in the Missouri Senate. We now have a second one in the chamber. He may very well have plans for another member of the Senate to introduce him, so I'm not going to steal that member's thunder in case that's the case. But I'm happy to see not our first, but our second former state representative from Jefferson County in here today. I'm sure somebody will introduce him. Maybe it'll be me in a minute. We'll see.
All right. Well, thank you for the inquiry, Senator.
Senator, thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on amendment number 3? Senator. I'm sorry, on Senate Amendment number 4, Senator from Phelps, you may proceed.
Yes, Pickens Amendment. What I wanted to explain to my colleagues, the reason we came up with the $7.7 million in the Senate process out of lottery funds was because we had went with the governor's recommendation on funding the formula. So since the formula has now been fully funded, this 7.7 can't be spent twice, so it doesn't matter what our position is, it's going to be zero. You understand what I'm saying? The 7 points, Mr. President?
Senator from Phelps.
May I inquire of the Senator from 24th.
Senator from the 24th, do you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from Phelps?
Thank you, yes.
Senator from Phelps,
okay.
You may proceed.
Now, you know, when you're doing the budget on the floor, it gets a little more hectic, a little harder to come up with some of the numbers. That's why we spend a lot of time down there doing research. Well, when we did not fully fund the formula, we were able to pull $7.7 million of lottery funds from that fully funding the formula and put it in this placement area, public placement. Now that we as a Senate on the floor decided to fully fund the formula, then the Senate position is basically lost because we can't spend the money twice.
All right, so what you're saying is, so that I'm clear, the lottery money that we had is already being used up with the recent amendment that passed to fully fund the formula.
Yes. This is lottery money that I had taken from the proceeds, and that's why we did not fund the formula. So now I'm in a real box to keep anything in this line, and it affects a lot of schools. I understand that. But we are not in a position to negotiate at this point any money for public placement unless we find a money rock here pretty quick that we can find a bunch of money under.
So in the budget, because it specifies from lottery proceeds fund,
right,
that's what's gone now to fund the formula fully, which is the amendment we just approved a little bit ago.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know. I don't have an amendment that adds a line item, but actually one's being worked on now to fund it out of GR. So I think it's still really important to these school districts, and you know, I'm sure that you have the same information I do, to fund this. It's just that having it come from lottery funds is not going to be possible with the funding of the formula. But as you and I know, and as you saw by this body's vote, education is going to be a priority, and educating the kids who are being placed in school districts is part of that priority. So I agree with you, this money isn't there, but now there's an amendment being worked on to help us pull it from somewhere else. And I think as we go through the budget process, because we've made a change in a way that's pretty significant, there are going to be other adaptations and changes along the way. And I don't want to send you to conference without the ability for people to make a decision about whether they want to help fund these districts that are placement districts.
Fully funding the formula did that.
Pardon me?
Fully funding the formula did that. It did. It
took I understand.
My conference
so,
ability.
But, so now it's...
If you put another $13 million of GR, then we're going to be at about a negative $43 million.
Well, until we go through the rest of the budget, I suppose, and find some areas that we can pull back on.
We've looked at it pretty close.
I'm sure. You know what? I know you have. And I know, and again, I think that I respect the work of the budget committee. I know you have spent hours and hours working together to craft a budget that made sense. And now we're coming in, just like we do with all the bills that we work on in our committees. We come to the floor, and sometimes there are a million ideas about how to improve or make it better or look at it differently, and we go through this process. This is why we come to the floor. So I don't know how this sausage making will end up, but right, I don't want to leave this at a zero when we have so many kids and school districts that are going to be affected by it.
Yeah.
That makes sense? I know,
well,
it's your inquiry. So.
I get your point, but my point is, we're close to going back to the budget committee and rewriting substitutes. You know, that's not a pretty sight either, because that puts us behind quite a bit more. So I'm trying to work with something here that maybe we can move forward. That's what we've been trying to do all along in this process, move the ball a little further down the field. But at some point, I guess you throw your hands up and go back to the drawing board, and then is it going to be the same thing when we come back? Most likely. That's why we try to hash all this stuff out downstairs.
I understand and I sympathize, but I am not going to leave these school districts that I believe will be left in the lurch by not trying to do something. And
I understand what your next amendment is going to do. And I was against the First Amendment, so I'll be double against this amendment, I guess. All right.
That's not what
thank
I wanted
you
to hear, but thank you, Senator.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on amendment number 4? Does any other senator desire to be heard on amendment number 4? Senator, from the 24th, what purpose do you rise?
I would like to withdraw that amendment.
Senator, your amendment will be sent back, will be withdrawn. We are now back on House Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 2 with Senate Committee Substitute as amended.
Mr. President.
Senator from the 24th, what purpose do you rise?
President, I have an amendment.
Send your amendment forward, and has your amendment been distributed?
Has not been distributed. I will wait to close until everyone has it, and I ask for its adoption, and I move for its adoption.
And are you asking for a waiver of the reading?
Yes, please, Mr. President, a waiver.
Hearing no objections to the reading, it will be waived. The adoption motion has been made. Senator, do you care to explain your amendment?
It's actually essentially the same as the, well, it's really not. It does the same thing in terms of funding the public placement fund as the other amendment did. But this time that money is not taken from lottery. It takes it from general revenue. So that's what it does. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any senator desire to be heard on Senate Amendment Number 5? Does any senator?
Four again.
Oh, I'm sorry, four. We withdrew the other one, so we're on back on Senate Amendment Number 4. Does any senator desire to be heard on Senate Amendment Number 4? Senator from Phelps, what purpose do you rise? You may proceed, Senator.
I'm in a position to ask the my colleagues to vote no on this amendment. It digs us a hole a little bit deeper, and I'm respectful of Senator from the 24th's concerns and what she would like to do, as would I, since it is personal in my district. At the same time, we can't spend the money twice, and I have to ask everyone to please vote no.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Does any senator desire to be heard on Amendment Number 4? Senator from the 24th, what purpose do you rise?
I'm happy to speak on that while it's being distributed.
You may proceed, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. So I think that it puts us in a bad position if we go to the to conference without money in this that will help pay for kids who are attending school in our districts, including special school district. They receive $3 million under this fund to help pay for these children who have been placed in their districts. Raytown, this is in the order of the amounts of dollars received that I'm going to read through these while this is being distributed. Raytown C2 School District, Webster Groves, Lesterville, Consolidated School District Number 4, Columbia Public School District, School District R1 in St. James, Hickman Mills C1 Schools, Independent School District, Kirksville R3, School District of Springfield, Fredericktown R1 Schools, Farmington, Carl Junction, Hazelwood, Francis Howell, Normandy, Nixa, North Callaway, Nevada, Harrisonville, Ferguson Florissant, Lafayette County, Wentzville, Newburgh, Rolla, Lee Summit, Branson, Marshall School District, Warrensburg R6, Cape Girardeau, School District of Washington, Sedalia School District, Parkway School District, School of the Osage, Fort Zumwalt, Lincoln R2, Pattonville, Liberty School District, Reorganized School District Number 1, Lone Jack, Rockwood, Waynesville, St. Charles, Fort Osage, Voluntary Interdistrict Choice, Princeton, West Plains, Troy R3, Board of Education University, Mount Vernon R5, Laquay R5, I think I pronounced that correctly. I'm going to skip one because BONCL R10, Hollister R5, Paris R2, School District of St. Joseph, KIPP in Kansas City, Mountain Grove R3, Boone County R5, Republic R3, Rittner School District, Ozark, Midway, Afton, Southern Reynolds County, Aurora, School District of Maplewood, Oak Grove, Brentwood, Melville, Kirkwood, Jennings, Hallsville, Riverview Gardens, Rennick, School District R5 Ridgeway, Bismarck, City of Bronas School District, New Bloomfield, Forsyth, Osage County, School District C12 Junction Hill, School District C1 of Lewis, Rich Hill R4 School District, Seymour R2 School District, Salisbury R4 School District, Neelyville, Henry County, Jamestown, Clearwater, Morgan County, Hancock Place, Ellsbury, Lincoln County, Winfield R4, Northwood R4, East Carter County R2, Lindbergh School District, School District R3 Livingston, and Dixon. So those are the school districts that have been, that will be affected and negatively impacted in their budgets should we not move to make this change by putting money in as GR rather than lottery. With that, Mr. President, I understand that the bill has been distributed, and if there are no further comments or questions.
Does any senator desire to be heard on Amendment Number 4? Does any senator desire to be heard on Senate Amendment Number 4? Senator from Buchanan, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the senator from the 24th.
Senator from the 24th, you yield to an inquiry from the senator from Buchanan. Senator, you may proceed.
Sorry, Senator, I heard you talking, and I just wanted to make sure I knew what was going on. You have these two amendments. Is it, if you just glance over here?
Yes.
It's this one?
It's that one. The other one's been withdrawn.
Oh, okay, so this one's the amendment.
That one's the one, because the other one had money currently in the budget from lottery, which is no longer available since it goes into funding the foundation formula. So this one is GR money.
And what are we funding?
We are funding what is called the public placement. So this is placement of kids who are in foster care into a school district.
I know what we're talking
okay.
about.
Thank
you, Senator. I'm
All
supporting.
Right. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from the 24th, you're recognized. Close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from the 24th renews her motion that Senate Amendment Number 4 be adopted. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no.
No.
The noes appear to have it. The noes, Senator from Buchanan, what purpose do you rise?
Could get one other member standing, I'd ask for a standing division.
You will have a standing division. Senators, if you would please take your seats. Senators, if you'd please take your seats for a standing division. For the senators entering the chamber, we are in a standing division question on Amendment Number 4 on the senator from the 24th. Would all senators please take your seats? Would all senators please take your seats? For those senators voting in the affirmative, please rise and stand by your desk. You may be seated. Those voting no or to the contrary, please rise. By your vote of 9 ayes and 23 noes, the amendment has been defeated. We are now back on House Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 2 with Senate Committee Substitute as amended. Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 7th, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the senator from Phelps.
Senator from Phelps, do you yield to an inquiry from the senator from the 7th?
I do.
Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you. Senator, I wanted to talk a little bit about the supplemental budget as it relates to what we're getting ready to vote on in House Bill 2 and how it would affect that. My understanding is that when the House got done with their supplemental budget, they were at 198. We put $60 million back in for a portion of Medicaid. That took us down to 147. If we adopted the fully funding of the formula, which will take us down to 110, we just defeated the senator from the 24th Amendment, which I supported. That would have taken us to 106, so we stay at 110. The governor submitted the supplemental at 100, correct? So we're still $10 million higher than what he initially submitted for a supplemental budget. Isn't that correct?
That's in the ballpark.
So it could be true that we vote House Bill 2 through. We could vote yes on the rest of not change a single thing if we wanted to and still be $10 million higher than what the governor had initially predicted for a supplemental budget.
There would be some differences between us and the House as we work through that process. We're probably a little lower than what you're estimating as for a supplemental, and I guess it becomes discussion or a decision personally for people. How well do you want to prepare for supplemental or next year? Because this is all based on consensus revenue estimates.
Okay.
And if we meet those estimates, then things go along pretty well. Money's come in the way we expect. If we're under like we were this past year, then it throws us, after we eat up some of that extra money, it throws us into the withholding status, which,
sure. Which
has
we,
occurred
we typically
almost
see
every
withholds
year.
Most yeah. every year. I just wanted to make sure I had that correct. I wanted to make sure the body understood that fully funding the formula does not mean that we are now out of balance. It just means the supplemental is less than what you would have originally liked.
It gives more control to the executive branch the more of that money that we utilize.
Okay. I just
does
want to make sure.
Sense?
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. And, but he did come in and wanted that supplemental to be at about 100. Is that right?
And, the House wanted more than that.
Right. I understand. I understand there was a difference there. Okay. I just wanted to make sure that I was clear on that point. Thank you for the inquiry. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on House Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 2 with Senate Committee Substitute as amended? Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Phelps, you recognize the close on the Senate Committee Substitute as amended.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion for the adoption of Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2 as amended.
Senator from Phelps has renewed his motion that Senate Committee Substitute as amended for House Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 2 be adopted. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Phelps.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 2 be read a third time and finally passed.
You heard the motion from the senator from Phelps. Does any senator desire to be heard? Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 7th, what purpose do you rise?
Speak on the bill.
Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I realize that fully funding the formula wasn't what everybody in here had intended, given their different priorities and reasons, but I don't want it to be lost on us that we're getting ready to take a vote of historic proportions for the first time in 11 years that I've been here, and for as many of those have been here since the foundation formula was first written in 2005, that we're getting ready to vote to fully fund it in both chambers. And that is good for our kids, that is good for our communities, and it's good for the future of the state of Missouri. So I think this is an opportunity for us to vote yes on this bill and celebrate the fact that we have prioritized education in the state and be behind that and get behind it and support that move. So, Mr. President, I'd ask the body to vote in favor of House Bill 2.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Phelps, you're recognized. Close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Phelps renews his motion that Senate Committee Substitute as amended for House Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 2 be read a third time and finally pass. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 2, an act to appropriate money for the expenses, grants, refunds, and distributions of the State Board of Education and the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education and the several divisions and programs thereof. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan,
by your vote of 32 ayes and 1 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. House Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 3, Senator from Phelps.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 3 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
The Senator from Phelps has moved that House Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 3 with Senate Committee Substitute be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, do you care to move for the adoption of the Senate Committee Substitute and explain the bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for the adoption of the Senate Committee Substitute. And this is House Bill 3, Department of Higher Education. The first few lines as you look down the summary are the same on all bills or legal expense fund and cost allocation. We did fully fund the Bright Flight Scholarship Program. We kept funding of excess Missouri steady because they're not quite spending everything. There was some cuts made in some of the cooperative programs between the university and Southwest Missouri University and Clay County Engineering Program, and so some of those programs were scaled back a bit due to lack of GR, and the House cut the University of Missouri system 9.024%, and the other institutions were at 6.578. I put those all into conference to try to get to level funding, and that would be my intentions wherever we land, that everybody is funded the same. With that, I'll try to answer questions.
Does any senator desire to be heard on the Senate Committee substitute for House Committee substitute for House Bill number 3? Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Phelps, you're recognized to close on the Senate Committee substitute.
Mr. President, I close on the Senate Committee substitute.
The Senator from Phelps removes his motion that Senate Committee substitute for House Committee substitute for House Bill number 3 be adopted. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Phelps.
President, I now move that Senate Committee substitute for House Committee substitute for House Bill number 3 be read a third time and finally passed.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Phelps. Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 7th, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the Senator from Phelps.
Senator from Phelps, do you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from the 7th?
I do.
Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you. Senator, I just wanted to say thank you to getting the position of the Senate on the restoring of the University of Missouri system funding versus the two-year schools. I know that when it came over from the House, it was 6.5 for one and 9 for the other. We reversed that. Is that correct?
Well, what we did, we reversed it because that puts it into conference, and then we agree on a level funding for all the different institutions, 2 and 4 year.
I am very supportive of finding a balance that treats them equally, best to our ability, and I appreciate you giving the opportunity for conference to make that happen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Phelps, you're recognized close. Senator from the 24th, what purpose do you rise?
To speak.
Senator, hold on just a second. Let's get the microphone. Now, Senator, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an amendment.
Senator from Phelps, what purpose do you rise? Hold on just a minute, Senator. Senator, you wouldn't be able to allow or offer an amendment at this point. You will not.
I will not.
You will
Thank
not
you.
Be
Sorry.
Able to allow them this point.
Opportunity.
Senator from Buchanan, what purpose do you rise?
Of the senator from the 24th.
Senator, I had already asked the senator from Phelps to close. Senator from Buchanan, you had the floor.
If you had already asked the senator from Phelps to close, why did you call on and recognize the senator from the 24th and have her actually get the floor?
I did not hear the senator from 24th, to be honest, seeking recognition, but apparently she was stood up trying to get recognition. I did not see that.
Okay, so you're saying that you never called on her and recognized the senator from the 24th.
I had recognized the senator from Phelps for a closing motion.
Okay, Mr. President.
Senator from the 8th, what purpose do you rise?
We have a point of order raised by the senator from Phelps. He either needs to withdraw that point of order or it needs to be ruled on.
No, the senator from Phelps did not have the floor at that point. All right. Senator from the 8th, I had never taken a point of order from the senator from the 7th. What I did is I offered the senator from Phelps to close, and that's where we're at this point. We are back to a closing motion from the senator from Phelps.
My mic on. Mr. President, the senator from Phelps stood up, raised a point of order, stated his point of order, and then you went back to the senator from the 24th. So the point of order was raised. Now, all I'm saying is we need to follow the rules, and if a point of order is raised, we cannot dismiss that without him pulling it back or it being ruled on. And that's, I just want to make sure that we're not getting ahead of ourselves and trying to go around senators' points of order.
Senator, he was not recognized for that, is the problem that exists here. I will take responsibility that the bottom line is I didn't give him the point of order recognition. I did not. So we are back to the original motion of a closing motion.
Motion.
The senator from...
And I've already done that.
The senator from Phelps has renewed his motion that Senate Committee substitute for House Bill number 3 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary... Okay, all right. All right, Senator from Buchanan, what purpose do you rise?
Pursuant to Rule 80, I would like to interrogate the senator from Phelps.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will stand at ease. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you bring us back in session?
The Senate now is back in session. Senator from Phelps, do you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from Buchanan?
No.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill number 3, an act to appropriate money for the expenses, grants, refunds, and distributions of the Department of Higher Education, the several divisions, programs, and institutions of higher education included therein.
The Senate will come to order. The Senate will come to order. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle-Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from Andrew. Senator from Andrew votes aye. Senator from the 1st. Senator from the 1st votes no. By your vote of 30 ayes, 3 noes, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the tiling and perfecting motions were made and carried. We are now on House Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 4, Senator from Phelps.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that House Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 4 with Senate Committee Substitute be taken up for third reading and final passage.
Senator from Phelps moves that House Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 4 with Senate Committee Substitute be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, do you care to move for the adoption of the Senate Committee Substitute and explain the bill?
Mr. President, I move for the adoption of the Senate Committee Substitute. Mr. President, this is the Department of Revenue and Department of Transportation. And quickly run through some of the differences in the Department of Revenue. The first few lines will be the same in all the bills and how we cost allocate to the governor's office. The lottery prize authority, the $21 million increase is related to removal of an E, and lottery transfer fund to $1,700,000, and the pull tab machines, the committee went with 160 machines. The house is at 275 machines, so it will be conferenceable. There is an increase we cut the rolling stock tax credit. We cut the county stock insurance because some of that money was not being released. And on the Department of Transportation, the first few lines are the same. There's a license plate reissuance cost of $7 million, which replaces an E. There's a Federal Aviation Program and Administration block grant projects, Rose Grants Levy Project, Joplin Airport Hangars Construction Project, and then State Passenger Rail, which a project is completed. With that, I'll try to answer questions related to House Bill 4.
Senator from Phelps has moved for the adoption of Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 4. Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from Buchanan, what purpose do you rise?
Fourth.
Senator, who are you wishing to inquire? The microphone wasn't on. Senator, who are you wishing to inquire of? The microphone, your microphone wasn't on.
Oh, to inquire of the senator from the 24th.
Senator from the 24th, do you yield to the senator from Buchanan?
I do, Mr. President.
Senator, you may proceed.
Senator, something happened a few moments ago that's quite important, and everybody in the body ought to take notice of it, because people are probably wondering why I invoked Rule 80, and it has directly to do with your amendment on House Bill 2, and I'd like everybody to understand that we now know that we as senators have a certain power that is important for us to have. And to kind of reiterate what happened so that everybody can realize this fact, I'd like to run through with you what happened with your bill, with your amendment.
Are you talking about our House Bill 3, the higher education?
Well, I'm talking about the foster kids amendment that went down on the standing
yes,
division.
Yes, on 2. Okay, sure. I'd love to talk about that.
Okay, so now what happened here was that we had a standing division, and then I talked to some of the members who voted no, and I got the sense that some of them thought that we were taking an extra $11 million and just putting it toward foster kids, and they did not realize that what really happened was we were just replacing some lost funding that we no longer have it from the lottery, right?
Well, so here's what happened, and this is what I learned with my inquiry with the senator from Phelps, was that once we agreed to fully fund the formula in an earlier vote, then what happened was the lottery money that was in the budget, that was part of the line item to cover the costs of these children that are placed in districts outside of where they reside, who may be wards of the state, for example, that line item of approximately a little bit over $7.7 million, that was not going to be able to be funded because those lottery dollars were no longer available. My original amendment that was drafted based upon the original Senate House Bill 2, was drafted to us not having the foundation formula fully funded. Once we moved in that direction, I ended up substituting out that bill that allocated lottery money for covering the costs that we currently cover for school districts all around the state who accept these kids. It had to be covered by GR. So instead of making that a lottery line, it was a GR line to cover costs that we are currently covering in the state in dozens of districts.
Okay, well, what I'm trying to explain to you is that my assessment of some of the members is that they didn't get that technical analysis. They were not in the chamber. They weren't really paying close attention. And what they really thought we were doing was taking an extra $11 million from GR and just putting it into there. Now, I think that there were members that thought that. I don't know for sure, but let's just go with that, and then I'll explain to you why I did what I did.
Okay, I'm going to go with that and assume that people weren't, you know, even though it's our constitutional budget duty to pass a budget, that not everybody was up to speed on where we were.
Okay, but from time to time, and actually on a daily basis, we have situations where we offer up amendments, and then people come into the chamber for a standing division, and they really don't know exactly what they're voting on. And there are times when it would be nice if when you close, you could have another chance, another bite at the apple, to just like get a little bit of information out there for everybody.
I agree with you, and it's interesting because, yes, lesson learned. I felt like I reiterated that point so many times, it would have been virtually impossible for somebody not to know what the import of this was. And yet,
but when
you know, based on your discussions.
If you've asked for a standing division and you close, then everybody comes rolling into the chamber because they know there's a standing division coming. And so if you had the opportunity to use Rule 80 and interrogate, and that's the only reason I used the word interrogate was because that's what the word is in the rule. If you had that opportunity, when the people are coming into the chamber, the senators are coming in, you could actually do that and then say, okay, just so that everybody knows what we're voting on, this is the real deal right here. And every single one of us could use that ability, except we never really knew it because in all the years I've been in the Senate, I've never seen us use Rule 80. But now we know we can. And you know how we know we can? Because the president of the Senate asked the senator from Phelps to take my inquiry. And he said no, but that's not important. What's important is that the president asked him if he would take my inquiry. So now I know that I have the ability to do that under Rule 80. And it might have been useful on your amendment because I think there was some misunderstanding on it. And if we're going to pass good legislation, what we really need is every senator understanding what we're voting on. And so that's why I did that. Wasn't trying to gum up the works. I just wanted us to establish once and for all that we as senators can use Rule 80. And so now we know.
Senator, I appreciate that. Wish I had, because I think that at the end of the day, with regard to Senate Bill 2, our school districts are going to have a tough time taking care of the kids that we need to take care of. All the children in those districts suffer with a little less money to cover the costs.
Okay,
so
thank you,
I appreciate
Senator.
It.
We are now back on Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 4. Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from Franklin, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the senator from Buchanan.
Senator from Buchanan, do you yield to an inquiry from the senator from Franklin?
I do.
Senator, you may proceed.
I listened briefly to your inquiry with the senator from the 24th there. Are you insinuating, though, that the members that do come into this chamber don't have any idea what's going on?
I believe that there are times when the members coming into the chamber have been distracted with things they're doing in their office, and they don't know precisely the amendment that was dropped on the fly, and they don't haven't had an opportunity to really understand what those amendments are. And so, like, I myself, I freely admit, there are times I hear, oh, there's a standing division. I come in, I have to end up asking one of the senators along the line, what are we voting on here? You know, and yeah, I freely admit that that happens to me. And I'm assuming that if it happens to me, it happens to the rest of us.
Well, I'm assuming, though, that when we rejected that amendment by the senator from the 24th, that the majority of people knew what they were
voting
on.
I would hope so. I hope so. But I'm not saying that anybody, I don't know about that. I don't know if everybody in the room did. But I have to tell you that I myself have offered amendments before, and everybody comes in for a standing division, and I don't get the sense that everybody really knew what they were voting on.
You don't think that ever would have anything to do with the fact that maybe it's because it might just be noise?
Yeah, it could be.
I'm just curious because sometimes we have a lot
of noise. What do you think Rule 80 is in there for?
I'm not sure what Rule 80 is. I'm not sure I agree with what your assessment of Rule 80. I'm going to do a little research on Rule 80, but...
Well, apparently the president of the Senate agrees with me because he asked the senator from Phelps if he would take my inquiry.
Well, again, I am going to allow some latitude for the president of the Senate to occasionally make a mistake, and he potentially could have made a mistake at this time, and so we will find out whether or not Rule 80 truly is. Just because the fact that he made a recognition of you doesn't necessarily mean that Rule 80 is in force.
Okay,
I would argue that. So.
All right. Thanks.
I thank you.
Any other senators ought to be heard? Senator from Clay, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I wish to inquire of the senator from Newton.
Senator from Newton, you yield to an inquiry from the senator from Clay.
I do.
Senator Clay, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Senator. As I'm looking through the bill here on page 18, lines 11 through 17, we have a $1 million earmark for the construction of hangars at the airport in Joplin, which is in your district. I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about that project.
Sure. There's such a demand for hangar space that the city would like to build more so they can increase the fuel tax, which other airports can share in.
So this wasn't asked for by the department. It wasn't in the governor's recommendations. It wasn't in the House's recommendations.
It was asked by the airport manager for the last 2 years.
It was asked for the last 2 years. Did we have this in the budget last year?
We tried, and I'm not sure Senator from Boone at that time put it in, but he was asked to.
So is this commercial hangar space or what?
It's private hangar space? For single engine planes.
So how much is the airport going to pay for this, and how much is the state pay? Are we building the entire hangar, or is it a $5 million project and we're only paying $1 million?
I don't remember, but I think it's a pay for a part of it, because they got to pay for the infrastructure to get to it. This is, I think the airport is responsible for concrete and paving, and this is just for the hangar itself, the metal skirting.
So, I mean, I don't recall us really doing a whole lot of this.
Do what?
Building hangars at airports. I don't recall us.
Yeah. Okay, it was in the budget last year, and it was withheld.
It was withheld?
Yes.
So do you have any assurances from the governor that it'll be not withheld this year, or?
No.
No?
I haven't had any conversation about that. I let the city do that.
I mean, it's 100% general revenue, and we're cutting a lot of things in this budget. And
Well, they did it last year, too, and they withheld it, so that's the way it works around here.
Okay, so you asked for it to be put in the Senate Appropriations Committee. That's where this originated. Good. Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on House Committee on the Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 4? Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none. Senator from Phelps, you recognize to close on the Senate Committee Substitute.
I renew my motion.
The senator from Phelps renews his motion that Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 4 be adopted. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Phelps.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 4 be read a third time and finally passed.
You heard the motion from the senator from Phelps. Does any senator desire to be heard? Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Phelps, you are recognized. Close.
I renew my motion.
The senator from Phelps renews his motion that Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 4 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 4, an act to appropriate money for the expenses, grants, refunds, and distributions of the Department of Revenue, the Department of Transportation, and the several divisions and programs thereof. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Krauss, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from the 8th. Senator from the 8th votes aye. By your vote of 32 ayes and 1 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. House Bill, House Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 5, Senator from Phelps.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 5, with the Senate Committee Substitute, be taken up for third reading and final passage.
Senator from Phelps moves that House Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 5 with Senate Committee Substitute be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, do you care to move for the adoption of the Senate Committee Substitute and explain the bill?
Mr. President, I move for the adoption of the Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 5. And this bill deals with the Office of Administration and employee benefits, and governor in the House, the first few lines are all the same. The governor in the House cut the ITSD fund, information technology security for the state, and the governor put it in, the House cut it, we went with the governor. We think that information technology security needs some work. And so we're spending some money there. We moved alternatives abortion to House Bill 11. Seemed like that was a better fit. And employee benefits, we fully funded measures that the House did not, that we spent some GR there. There's actually $26 million of GR, and that was what I spoke of earlier on what we're trying to do with
making sure our retirees are and that system is fully funded. That I'll try to answer any questions.
Does any senator desire to be heard on the Senate committee substitute? Does any senator desire to be heard on the Senate committee substitute of House committee substitute for House Bill number 5? Hearing none, Senator from Phelps, you recognize close.
I renew my motion.
Senator from Phelps renews his motion that Senate committee substitute for House committee substitute for House Bill number 5 be adopted. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Phelps.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate committee substitute for House committee substitute for House Bill number 5 be read a third time and finally passed.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Phelps. Does any senator desire to be heard? Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Phelps.
I renew my motion.
Senator from Phelps renews his motion that Senate committee substitute for House committee substitute for House Bill number 5 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill number 5, an act to appropriate money for the expenses, grants, refunds, and distributions of the Office of Administration, the Department of Transportation, the Department of Conservation, the Department of Public Safety, the Chief Executive's Office, and the several divisions and programs thereof. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Krauss, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan,
Senator from the 8th, Senator, would you care to repeat your vote?
Yes, I'll repeat my vote. My vote is no.
Senator from the 8th votes no. By your vote of 30 ayes, 3 noes, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Cole.
Without objection, Senator, go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Mr. President.
Senator from Cole.
I have an announcement.
You may proceed, Senator.
For the benefit of the body, we're going to take a short dinner break. I will, when announcements are over, I will take in messages from the House, which I think we might have a few of. I'm going to make a recess motion, just so everybody knows, till 6:30. We'll come back and work on the budget for a couple hours tonight, just for the information of the body.
Announcements. Announcements. Hearing none, Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you inquire from the Secretary if there are messages from the House? If so, I'd ask them to please be read.
There are messages from the House. Madam Secretary, please read the messages.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed Senate Bill 64 with House Amendment 1, House Amendment 2, House Amendment 3. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Concurrent Resolution 17. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 824, entitled An Act Relating to Transportation Safety. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 384, entitled An Act Relating to Confiscation of Animals. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 886, entitled An Act Relating to Retirement of Higher Education Employees, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Kremlis, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Cole. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming for the body. I move the Senate stand in recess until 6:40 this day, Mr. President.
Senator from Cole moves that the Senate stand in recess till 6:40 this day. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We will stand at ease till 6:40 this day.